this conference being named Arise, you might as well start your Hebrew lesson early here this morning. Arise in the Hebrew is a command word, and it says rise. And Chip went with me on one of, way back when we were still going to Opanakiva. Any of you been to Russia with me when we went to Opanakiva? Israel, yeah. And Shulamit Katznelson, and oh my goodness, what a world that was. Well, Chip was there, and Shulamit, the head of the school, was nominated for the Nobel Prize twice, but it was just amazing getting to walk with her. And she taught us Hebrew, and I'd bring every one of my troops. And one of the words that she taught, and it's still with Chip, was rise. And the word, if you would spell it in Hebrew, is kum, Q-U-M, kum, kum. Rise, it's a command word. And she pointed it out, and it really stuck with Chip, that every time God spoke to someone in the Bible to do something, the first thing he said to them was, arise, except once, and that was to Abraham. And Abraham was already on this. It didn't mean you're sitting down or you're lying down. It means come up to another level to do this job here I want you to do. And it's the basis of the word makom, which is place. And I'm going to get them to bring my little mini book here, Makom, because they go together. That's one of the words. You see, God said in the Bible, don't you be worshiping under every green tree, but only the place where I tell you, Ha Makom. And that's Jerusalem, and that's the Temple Mount, and that's one of the names for Jerusalem, Ha Makom. So when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, oh, folks, there's a place for the church throughout eternity. And there's a place for us right now. And we need to arise to it. And I'm going to be talking about the glory this week because that's what the Lord told me to. And but I want to start out. Did you happen to notice a great big demanding presence that's always here, isn't here? Who could that be? Chip. Pastor Chip. Bless the Lord. I tell you, I watch him on Sunday mornings, and he feeds me. He just does. And I learn so much from him. And I sit there sometimes, and I look up, and I say, hey, Kent, look at there. Look at there. Especially when he tells his testimony, how Kent's funeral and Brother Hagin and all that. Supernatural. This whole place is supernatural, and we're supernatural. So, first thing we're going to do is we're going to take our authority. I do this every day. You can pray the prayer of faith. Pray it once and thank God if you've got the faith for it. But authority is different. You have to take it every day. Why? Because this is what the Lord told me when I wrote this book, The Blood and the Glory. He's accuser of the brethren. He accuses you morning and night. So if he finds a little sliver, so the way to keep him out is take your authority. So we're going to do that right now for this meeting. And I have this little book back there. We have what we call an authority package, which has the Macmillan book. Oh, that book's great. I read it over and over. And then Brother Hagin says in the beginning of his book, Authority of the Believer, Believer's Authority, that he got what he got from Macmillan. And so then I put a lot of Macmillan's things in here. So the first thing I do every single morning is I sit in my prayer chair. Why do I do this? Because Romans 5:17 says that we are to reign as kings in life. Kings sit when they reign. So I sit in my prayer chair. Now you can do this standing up. You can do it sitting in your car, driving to work, riding the bus, whatever. But I like to sit there. What power! Sometimes it gets you in your feet. Bless the Lord. It does. But I put this little book together, and the first thing I do is I thank God for the revelation in Colossians that he translated us out from under the domain of the dominion of darkness. I'm telling you, if there's anything easy to give thanks for, he says, give thanks for that. So, Father, I just thank you, and you wrote it down in Colossians, and you fitted us for the inheritance of the kingdom of the saints in the light. And you translated us out from under any authority of the enemy. And you translated us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. How thankful I am. And I'm thankful that you told us, Romans 5:17, that they which have received abundance of grace, that would be me, and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So in this little book, or you could turn in your Bible, we're going to all do this together. Doesn't matter what translation you have, God will help. He'll straighten it. He'll get it. He understands. So we start with a prayer. We start praying a prayer in Ephesians 1:17. We go to the second chapter of the first verse, then we skip down to the fourth verse. So everybody pray it aloud with me. I personalize it. You do it. Doesn't matter how it sounds. All jumble. Doesn't matter. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, which is according to your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above. Say that like that. Far above all principality and power, rule and authority, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under our feet and under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And me, all of us, have you quickened, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But God, you who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. When you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. And therefore, we are now seated above all rule and authority, principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named. And he is under our feet. Now, kingdom of darkness, you take heed and you listen to me wherever you are. From Satan down to the lowest level devil. We come out against you as a man, in the man, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And we tell you, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, manifestations against any of us, spirit, soul, and body, against our families, against our derricks. And you do not touch this meeting. We plead the blood of Jesus over this meeting, and we plead the blood of Jesus over Chip. We plead the blood of Jesus, and you absolutely cannot touch any attendee to this meeting or their families at home. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to read you a prophecy. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, how many of you know her? Years ago, when I went to the Shenandoah Valley and held seminars, I spoke at the officers' club at Fort Belvoir to 400 people. I thought, wow, this is Washington, D.C. I was in fear and trembling. It was held in the Hyatt Regency, and I prayed as I looked over the city, Father, what would you say concerning this city? He showed me a giant cobra coiled in the government square. God asked me, what does the cobra do? He said it charms its victims before it strikes them with the fatal poison. Many are the innocent who come into this seat of government where Satan loves to seat himself. They come in with all good intentions, innocent. But there's something about it. The more they stay, the more they become charmed. They become injected with a cobra's sting, and they change. I asked, God, what do you intend to do about this? He said, wait, I will tell you. The last day of the seminar, there was a mighty move of God that fell upon the place. The Spirit of God began to speak again concerning Washington, D.C. He showed me another vision. In the place of the cobra, I saw the master. He was walking the steps up to the government buildings, and he said, "Before my return, I am going to visit this place one more time." He said, "I will fill the White House with a Spirit-filled president." The Lord said, "This man will be favorable to the Christian community. I saw him sign," you know how he's been signing those executive orders? And he said, there has been, I forgot the word he used. It meant like an organized attack against Christianity. And he said, that won't happen again. This man will be favorable to the Christian community. Remember that when Joseph went into Egypt, God gave him favor with the powers, the leadership. They honored him because of that. Egypt was blessed of God, even the house of Potiphar. When one man of God gets into the place he assigns him, God will give favor to that place because of his presence there. He will give favor to the churches. This is how it is coming. I believe that we have a golden opportunity for a golden age, just like he said. You know, time, years are divided into Shemitah cycles, 7 years, Leviticus 25. And we know that Daniel's week is a Shemitah cycle, 7 years, in which we'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But here on earth is Daniel's 70th week. So things happen in sevens. Some of the feasts are sevens, 7 days. The next 4 years are the last 4 years of a Shemitah cycle. And things happen in a Shemitah year. I really believe if we'll pray like we did to get people in office like we prayed, and we'll keep the pedal to the metal, and we'll sit in our seat of authority. And normally when I do that in the mornings, I say, in the name of Jesus, in my realmdom, and whatever authority I have over the president and his family in Washington, D.C., I exercise it now. So if we'll do that, and then we'll live a holy life, and you know you're supposed to be holy. That means separated unto God.
3B Eyes course, Women and the Word of God, will take you through the lives and eyes of biblical women, highlighting their callings, anointings, and the miracles performed through them to help establish the modern church. This course will uncover the flawed basis of a doctrine that unjustly silenced many women for ages. This journey is for women and men to understand true unity. Enroll today at BillyBrimBibleInstitute.com. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at BillyBrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.